79.9 The Light, positive and uplifting. It's the Shaley and Rob Show for your drive home. And we are chatting to motherhood and life leadership coach Louise East about matrescence and how hard it is for someone like Shaley to be a professional, returning to work, be a mum, juggle everything. And it seems it's such an overwhelming thing. My wife and I, we have an 8-month-old daughter, and my wife's a professional, so she's left work. Mm. And when you said the economic struggles, and my wife was a very high salary and then basically down to nothing to raise this child. So goes from this really intellectual world to a baby in a nappy brings you to your knees every day, but you've got a smile on your face, or at least you need to pretend like you have a smile on your face.
Yes.
Why do you think we're not talking about matrescence as much as we should?
I think there are a lot of expectations on women in our society to enjoy motherhood and to see this as the best time in your life and to be grateful for what we have. There's a lot of stigma for women who complain, or, I mean, it's seen as complaining. They'll even say that they were complaining when I don't see it as complaining, but when they're talking about the challenges of their situation. And there's also a lot of unrealistic and often contradictory expectations around how to be a good mother. And those expectations mean that when mothers are struggling, they need to be quiet about it. They need to just push themselves harder. They need to not burden anyone with their problems. They need to have it all together. Otherwise, they are at risk of being judged for not being a good mum. Mm. And so these are the sorts of things that keep women silent on this topic.
So for those mums who do feel that overwhelming guilt of, yes, being, I feel very blessed that I have my child, but also I feel like this was a mistake. Did I make the right decision? For those mums who feel like that, they have the overwhelm, or they feel like they're saying to themselves, I'm not doing this right, or I'm not a good mum, what would you say to that person who's feeling like that?
This is one of my favourite topics. This is the social conditioning of women in our society. And I would say that those ideas are not true. They are just socially constructed ideas about what makes a good mother. And we need to be able to, when you see those and you can sort of say, those don't belong to me, those are external ideas created by society, I don't actually need to buy into those. I can talk about how I'm feeling. It doesn't make me a bad mum to want more at this stage of my life. It doesn't make me a bad, I shouldn't feel guilty if I need time for myself, or I'm struggling, or, you know, I need more help than I thought I would. We have to be able to separate ourselves from those expectations. But if you can't see them, that's very difficult, right? So that's a lot of the work that I do with mums, is helping them see what is the conditioning, what are those expectations that are driving the guilt and the perfectionism and the stress and burnout that we're seeing in modern mothers.
Louise, where were you 12 months ago?
I don't know how many people say that to me.
Oh my gosh, I'm just sitting here, my eyes are welling up. I feel very seen, very validated, so thank you.
That's all right.
What are you feeling now? Is everything she said just clicked with you?
Well, you really just touched on something just then, because I've always, always wanted to be a mum. And I just thought I knew exactly what I was getting into. I knew it was going to be, you know, difficult and not easy, but I just didn't realize how much help I actually need. And I'm so grateful that I have an amazing family, amazing group of friends. Like, I have a lot of support, an incredible husband. But it's really humbling to realize, oh, I actually need way more help than I initially thought. And outside of motherhood, I'm not really someone to naturally ask for help. It's not easy to ask for help and to admit that you're struggling, especially when you've wanted something for such a long time.
Yeah, so it's definitely not easy. And I don't think we've really been taught to ask for help without the guilt either as women. And that's something that I work with a lot of women on. How do you actually ask for help, and ask for help early enough so that you're not nearly at burnout before you go and seek the help you need, and knowing that you don't have to get to that collapsing stage before you ask for help.
Oh, Louise, thank you.
Louise.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. We really appreciate it. And I know there are lots of people listening who really needed to hear this. Louise, if someone, a new mum is out there and she is struggling and she needs help, where can she find you?
Well, she can go to my website, which is louiseeast.com.au, or I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Louise East Coaching and Consulting. And I'd love to hear from them. And I'm really thankful that we've had this very important conversation today.